Is this normal? It's probably nothing serious. Maybe I'll feel better tomorrow.
Emergency symptoms can be good at hiding. That's why you shouldn't ignore symptoms like chest pain, high fever, trouble breathing, or severe stomach pain. They could be a medical emergency in disguise. Thankfully, an Eastside ER is ready to serve you 24/7 with fast wait times and dedicated ER experts, so we can quickly help turn your questions into answers. Visit eastsidemedical.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical Center, providing quality care to Gwinnett County and the greater Atlanta area for over 38 years.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm Mike Salmon. Stephen Julian is off this week. And before we get to our guests, I want to remind you that this show is brought to you by Eastside Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Eastside Medical Center has been a community health care leader for over 39 years, nationally recognized for patient safety. Eastside focuses on delivering quality care with exceptional outcomes by utilizing the most advanced technology and experienced physicians. For more information on Eastside's system of care, visit eastsidemedical.com. Joining us here on the program, we have a very special guest from the PBR, Professional Bull Riders. It's Sean Willingham. And Sean, thanks for stopping by this morning.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me this morning.
You're looking the part. You got the cowboy hat on. You got the whole uniform going on, the Wrangler, the U.S. Border Patrol, all the sponsors all over you. You look like a bull rider.
Well, that's good. Majority of my lifetime, I have been a bull rider, so... You know, we're here this weekend in Duluth at the Gwinnett Center, or the Infinite Energy Arena.
Right.
You know, I'm excited. I'm from Georgia, so I'm always a little more pumped up to be this close to home to, you know, to showcase our sport.
For those that don't know what bull riding is, take us through. Explain what that is. It sounds dangerous. It is dangerous.
It is very dangerous, the most dangerous sport in the world. We have to – there'll be the top 35 bull riders in the world here this weekend. We'll go head-to-head. We'll get on around on Friday night, and then they'll come back again on Sunday and do it again. The top 15 guys on two-head, we'll get on a third bull, and then we'll crown our champion Sunday afternoon.
Some people might be confused between bull riding and rodeo. Rodeo is where they're trying to, you know, rope the calves and things like that. Bull riding, you're getting on these animals that don't want you on their backs.
Yeah, it's just, you know, bull riding is just, you know, bull riding only. No roping, no horses. There'll be one horse in the arena, and his job is to get the bull out if he's trying to act ornery and don't want to leave the pen, you know, so we can move on with the show. But other than that, you know, this is the best of the best, and, yeah, we're there to try to ride some crazy, angry beast, and, you know, they're bringing the best here this weekend. It's going to be a great show. You don't want to miss out. I mean, it's totally different from any rodeo you've ever seen. This is the best of the best, guys coming from Brazil, Australia, Canada, and, of course, the U.S. as well to compete.
And you're the Georgia guy.
And I'm the Georgia guy, so you want to come out and root for your hometown man for sure.
That's right. Sean Willingham is the guy you want to root for out there. The best bull riders in the world stay on the animal for how long?
We have to ride for 8 seconds. We're judged on the ride for 8 seconds. 1 to 50 points for how well the bull performs, and then 1 to 50 points for how well I perform. So a total of 100 points is an option, is the highest score you can get, which has only been done once ever. So you see a 90-point bull ride, that's very good.
Okay.
Normally your average score is going to be mid-range of mid-80s, 85, 86, and then so forth. So if you get a lower bull, 60, 70-pointer, normally that will give you a chance. The judges will give you an option for a re-ride because
so
they're saying the bull didn't perform to give you a chance to win.
So if it's a passive bull and he's not really is it bucking the word, I guess,
you use? Yeah, he's not really bucking that well, so the judge will give you that option so you can do it again so it betters your chance to win. You can either take your score, your low score, and chance it and try to ride all of your bulls on the weekend, or you can take that score off the board and get on a re-ride bull. And if you get bucked off, you know, you go back to zero. You don't get to keep the first one. So it's kind of a gamble. Just depends on what you feel like.
As far as technique, you hold on with one hand, with a rope of some sort?
Yes, one hand only. We have a rope we put in our hand. We'll get it sticky with kind of like pine rosin, I guess would be the best way to explain it. We put a bunch of that gummy stuff on our bull rope, that gives us a little something extra to hold on to, a little better grip, I guess, because those bulls are pretty big and strong, and they can just jerk that rope right out of your hand. One hand down, the other hand has to be in the air. For 8 seconds, you can't touch the bull or the ground, or you're disqualified before the 8 seconds.
I got you. I feel like I can ask better questions this year because I got to see you all perform last year.
Yep.
So I have
know a little
idea.
More now. Huh?
I'm a little bit more educated. And cool. So when you do get knocked off that bull, obviously there's the clowns and the guy on the horse. They want to get you away from that bull as quickly as possible so you don't get trampled.
Yep. That's when the bull riding really starts, when we – The getting off part, the riding part is pretty simple, but then when you get off of the bull, you still have to get away and be out of harm's way. So we have bullfighters. There's three of the best that's going to be here this weekend. Their job is strictly after that whistle goes, or even before the whistle goes, they see us in a bad predicament, we're coming off the bull, they'll move in there to distract the bull so they're a better target other than the rider.
You want to be on for at least 8 seconds, you say, to qualify?
Yes.
Do you try to stay on as long as possible, or once the 8 seconds is up, you can dismount?
I'm pulling the trigger as soon as possible.
Really? Okay.
So it's
not about the length of time. It's just at least 8 seconds.
Because they're just going to judge you in the 8 seconds. If you wind up riding the bull for 16 or longer, it don't matter. It's not going to help your score out at all, because the judges are probably going to quit watching as soon as the whistle blows.
Okay, interesting. I've seen it, too, where the guy, after the 8 seconds, trying to dismount, sometimes that rope or whatever, you get kind of stuck.
You're stuck in there.
That can be scary.
Yeah, sometimes it don't want to come out after the whistle, and either, your hand's in there really tight, or sometimes we wear spurs, too, that put on our feet. It's just horse spurs or whatever. They're pretty dull, and so sometimes they'll catch in our bull rope, and then that's what's really scary, because if that hooks in your bull rope, it's really hard for it to come out. And so if you're tied in there, but your foot's hung while you're still on the back, and you pull it off, and you go to jump, your foot's still going to be hung in that rope. And then so it's just going to jerk you right back underneath the bull.
That's where you see your life before your eyes.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, Sean, I mean, you've been doing this since you were 18 years old, and you've been doing it for how long?
23 years total.
23 years. So I'm sure there have been plenty of times where you've been injured.
Yes, I've had I've had my fair share, but considering the long amount of time that I've rode bulls, I think I've been pretty fortunate. I made it almost 10 years without ever getting injured, at the professional level. And then I had some bad ones, Of course, in my younger years, I broke my ankle a few times, cracked my skull. Well, it was pretty bad. And then broken neck, that was a good one too as well. That wasn't that long ago.
You guys wear helmets, right? Not cowboy hats when you're doing this?
Well, there's helmets and cowboy hats. There's a little bit of both. If you was born after 1994, you have to wear a helmet now. So majority of the guys you see coming up in the rankings, these younger guys, they have to wear the helmet. But there's probably 4 or 5, maybe 6 guys that still do wear a cowboy hat.
Okay, and you're one of those veterans. Which do you prefer?
Well, I prefer a cowboy hat. I mean, that's the way I was raised, but I had a bad injury, cracked my skull before I started my professional career, when I was younger, and it was either, wear a helmet or never ride bulls again, and so that was a pretty easy decision at 17 for me, because I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to pursue riding bulls as well, so I threw on the helmet, and I think it has made my career last a lot longer, cut down on some concussions. I've had my fair share of concussions with it on. I have some stitches you can see in my chin here. That was with a helmet as well. So, you're still going to get knocked out and you can still get injured pretty bad. But, I guess with the helmet or without it, the outcome is a little less, risky.
Right. We're with professional bull rider Sean Willingham here on Gwinnett Business Radio, and the PBR will be performing at the Infinite Energy Arena this weekend. And Sean, one of the veterans in the sport. How'd you get into bull riding? You said as a kid you knew this is what you wanted to do. About growing up. Did you grow up in, because you're from Somerville, Georgia. Is that where you kind of grew up?
I was born in Norman, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And then I moved back to Georgia when I was 6. It's where my dad grew up at. It's where I lived. It's where I grew up in Menlo, Georgia, which is close to Somerville. There's about 3 or 4 towns within 7 miles. And then I grew up playing sports. I always dreamed about playing basketball in the NBA. That's what I wanted to do. I played baseball and football as well, but I just didn't have that passion. I loved them, but I still enjoyed basketball more than anything. And then so as I got older, come 14, 15 years old, and we went to a hometown rodeo. That's the biggest thing that happens there in Somerville, Georgia, for the summer. We go, of course, we're wild and running around, you know, doing all the fun activities outside, riding the mechanical bull, you know, the horses and all that. And then the bull riding starts and they make a big scene, you know, all right, it's time for the bull riding. You know, they kind of kick it into a higher gear, tell the parents to get their kids off the fence. And so that caught our attention long enough to stop to watch it. And nobody rode for 8 seconds. And we're all like, hey, we can, that's not that hard. We can ride one for 8 seconds, you know. And one thing led to the next. I knew my dad knew the guy that put on the rodeo. And so we just kept aggravating him, you know, hey, we all want to ride bulls. We want to go get on a bull. And so, of course, they was like, no, y'all are crazy. There's no need, and y'all even think about that. And eventually, we went and we found a place in Alabama, and we all went over there and got on. And there was six of us.
A real bull.
A real bull. There was six of us went together. After that first day of getting on, I was the only one to go back and do it again.
You were hooked.
The rest of my buddies, you know, this is my good friends, you know, that I played ball with growing up, and they're very athletic as well, but they just didn't care nothing about going. You know, they would go watch me do it, but they didn't want no more. They didn't want a part of it.
And now here, all these years later, they see you and you're a world class bull rider.
And they're still like, man, they're probably like, he's crazy. Why did he ever, you know, pursue that sport and keep going through with it? But you know, it's been fun. It took over pretty quick for me. I was very interested, and I found out very quick it was a lot harder than I thought. You know, that kid just watching and saying I can do that, and that's, I think, my competitive side took over. And I was bound and determined, I'm going to ride one of these things for 8 seconds.
Yeah.
And then eventually I did, and shoot, one thing led to the next. I was going to high school rodeos here in the state, won the nationals, won the nation, won the state, you know, 2 or 3 years in a row. And then full scholarship to college, went there for a year, and then turned professional right after that.
It's got to be a little more exciting for you to be performing here, and I guess your quote-unquote hometown. Maybe some of these friends can come see you in person.
Yeah, there's you know, they don't get to see me ride very often unless they're watching the TV, because we go from coast to coast every weekend somewhere different. And it's always cool to come here this close to your hometown to bring, especially this sport, you know, the PBR, the best of the best guys, this close to home. It's going to be great. A little more pressure because all your friends come out to watch you, and you know, they're going to tell you if you do bad, they're going to let you know, you know.
Yeah.
There has been a few times here I have been booed at this arena, but that was just because it's bad performance on my end. But there's other times that, you know, I've walked away the champion as well, and, you know, you get rewarded on the other side.
Well, you've had success. I think last year, I don't think you did as well. Because no. I was pulling for you last year, and I think you were out pretty early.
Yeah, it was my first one back in two or three years, so I don't know if I was, you know, nervous or – I don't know, just too excited that that had made it back to this level, you know, of competition. I don't know what happened. It was a bad weekend. Yeah. Hey, we're back here again, and I feel better this year. I think I'm more relaxed and, you know, dialed in.
Like most sports, peak athletes, late 20s, somewhere around there. Here you are now approaching your late 30s. How do you hang with these younger guys?
Oh, I have to train very hard during the week. I used to not have to worry about that as much, but I train every day.
How does a bull rider train?
Whew.
What do you do?
A little bit of everything.
I mean, do you get a mechanical bull during the week? Do you
no.
do weights? What's the best way for you to be in shape, to be a successful?
I do a lot of cardio, a lot of pull-ups and a lot of sit-ups, plank push-ups and stuff like that. We do box jumps, tire flips, just a lot of good cardio and core. You know, I don't really lift much weights. I do a little lightweight. You can't overpower. I don't care how big you are, how strong you are. You're not going to overpower an 1,800-pound bull. There's
right.
no way possible. So we try to stay lean and trim. You know, everything's off timing and reaction, so you want your reactions to be pretty fast. And so I'll punch a punching bag quite a bit, you know, just to get that quickness about. You need a little more speed.
When you're on this bull, you said, what, 1,800 pounds?
Yes.
You have no idea which way it's going to move or buck. So I assume you want to be kind of loose when you're on top of the animal.
Yes, you don't want to clamp up or, you know, grab a real deep hold of the bull, because then it's just, if he changes it up, you're locked down in that one direction, and then he's going to throw you off when he changes it up. So you kind of want to go with the flow, kick loose when you need to. Sometimes you do got to get a hold just to hold it for a little while. And then most of the other times we want to be quick and fast, you know.
Yeah, and I've seen your neck snap back and forth. It's amazing.
Yeah, my neck snapped last weekend. I got landed on it. But it's
whiplash.
All right. It wasn't that sore. Yeah, it does. That's, you know, if you see a guy getting whiplash, jerked around like that, he's probably not going to make it. We try to want us to keep everything, you know, in control for the whole ride.
Obviously, the professional bull riders become celebrities and everybody has their favorite, and you know who's good at what they do. I noticed last year at the event, the bulls also kind of are have their own names. So I assume, like, if you know you're on, give me some names of the bulls, a bull maybe that's, don't they all have different names and everything?
Yeah, what's that, Magic Train?
So let's say Magic Train. You probably have an idea of the tendency of that bull in a way. So somewhat. You know, okay, this one likes to do something more than another.
Yes, we see them throughout the year. They don't bring the same bulls every weekend, so they're kind of region, you know, East Coast, Midwest, the West Coast bulls. And so, but we'll get to see them throughout the whole season, depending on what part of the country we're in. And but either way, I mean, you can see a bull and watch him five times, he does the same thing. You get on him and try to set a trap that he's going to do that same thing, they'll change it up and do something different.
Do you know in advance which bulls you're riding, or do you find out just seconds before you go out there?
They send us an email on Wednesday. So, I mean, I already know what two bulls I have drawn this weekend here. And some guys will go and look them up. You can pull up stats on this.
Like a scouting report
on
the bull?
Yeah, like a scouting deal. You can go to probullstats.com and punch in your bull's number or name, and it pops up how many outs he's been, how many times he's been ridding, how many guys have rode him that rode with their right hand down versus guys with their left hand down. So there's a lot of stats you can actually figure out and look. Sometimes you can even see videos, but that just gives you a good roundabout way what you think they're going to do. Still, you can't go out there and try to set any traps and expect them to do one thing, because the bulls are smart and they can feel my weight on the right side and he's just going to leave and go left. So you want to try to stay center and jump for jump, is what I always say. One jump at a time, because you never know what the next one's going to be.
We're talking with Sean Willingham, professional bull rider here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Good money can be made in this sport. You were telling me before the show there was one rider who's made about $500,000 just over the last couple of weeks. Talk about how it's set up. There's about 30 events throughout the year. And talk about the purses and how many, the number of events.
Yeah, I think we do 28 majors a year. There's several minor league events as well. They're every weekend you can go to one. The top tour, the majors, the Unleash the Beast tour that's here this weekend, they pay $30,000 every weekend for all of them but four events. We have four majors that pay $100,000.
Okay.
And then we go to the World Finals, and it will pay $300,000 just to win that event by itself. And then if you win the world title in points throughout the year, you get $1 million bonus.
You can make a nice living.
You can make a great living.
And I may have said it wrong. The guy maybe made $400,000 in the year, or?
No, just in 2 weeks, because we had a major 2 weeks ago in L.A. at the Staples Center. He won that event. He won $126,000 there. And then last weekend there was the $1 million rodeo called the American in Dallas at the Cowboy Stadium. He went and won that as well. He won $433,000 at that event.
So he did make over $500,000 in a couple weeks.
Yes, $550,000 or some change in 2 weeks. Which ain't bad, but he's already also won, you know, two other regular season events on tour, so that's probably either 36 to 40,000 at one of them. So he's had a good few months.
Yeah, I bet.
I would say, you know, January and February, it's just, you know, 1st of March now, so 2 months he's made $600,000. It's not a bad living, is it?
No.
I guess he is riding bulls, so I guess it's pretty tough on him, but you know, there's definitely, you know, they reward you if you win.
Well, you figure it out. Okay, a couple rides each, you know, 8 seconds each for, you know, maybe 40 seconds of.
It's only 30. He's making about 40,000 a second.
Not too shabby.
It's not bad, is it? Add that up for hourly wage. How much is he making then?
In lieu of the IRS listening to this program, what's been the best year you ever had?
I think my best year was pretty close to 200. I think it was right at 300,000. Just in winnings, you know, that's not counting the sponsors that I had as well.
Yeah. How about for lean years for the bull riders? I mean, do some of these guys have other jobs? I mean, how do you get by when you're not winning? I assume you're not going to be on the tour long.
Not most guys that I know don't really have a day job. Some do side jobs, I guess, when they're at home, but very rare, you know, because bull riding is 24/7 job in my book. Even if we're at home, you know, we're training for the weekend or training for the week, and you can rodeo as well and go to rodeos. You can go to a bull riding or a rodeo almost every day, starting pretty soon, about April, I believe.
Well, talk about how that works. You're a happily married man. What's it like to be a professional bull rider? I'm assuming you're traveling all the time. Is it a year-long season? Is it just several months and you get a nice long break? How does it work?
January to November. So we get, a month and a half off?
Right. So are you traveling?
Every week.
Every week?
Every week.
How do you make a marriage survive that?
I leave on Fridays and come home, Sundays, sometimes Monday. And then I'm at home, until Friday. So 4 days a week. And,
okay.
When the events are close enough, they'll go with me as well. But it's definitely hard on the wife when I'm gone with two kids there as well, because it goes from having four hands to only two, and there's two kids. So when they act out, she don't have enough hands, to tie them down, I guess.
Where do you live now?
Somerville,
so
Georgia.
You're still up in Somerville?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me ask some dumb questions. So let's say you've got a bull riding event in Phoenix, and then next week you're in Los Angeles or whatever. Are you responsible to get yourself from Somerville to these areas, or does the tour take care of all your travel to these places?
We take care of all of it on our own, the travel as well.
Wow. So there's pressure to win.
So there is, because, I'm going to be out, plane ticket in the hotel room. You're going to be out almost $1,000 every weekend just to travel. So if you don't win anything, you're losing money.
Yeah. Well, the event is Saturday and Sunday at the Infinite Energy Center in Duluth, Georgia. I got to go last year, and what's really cool is the bull riding is just part of the experience. There's a lot of other entertainment. So talk to those maybe that have never been to one of your events, what they can expect when they walk through the doors.
We put on a show. The PBR, it is a show. It's like a concert tour. We have bull riding, as well with the concert tour. So there's a whole crew that comes every week, and they'll set up. We have the entertainment in the arena, Flint Rasmussen, he'll be here entertaining you throughout the whole show, mostly during TV commercial breaks, just to keep the crowd involved, while we're loading bulls and going to another commercial or whatever, he's going to be there. And there's a lot of entertainment going on. It's not just a bunch of country music and, it's rock and roll and rap. They keep the energy, jacked up in there and pumped up for us to ride. And then you throw bull riding in the mix, what else do you want to see?
When you guys are doing the bull riding, you're hearing over the PA speaker system, the commentary, the play-by-play. That's the TV guys then, right?
No, there's an in-house that you hear when you're there, and then there's also, the TV booth will be usually right above the chutes. You won't hear them inside the arena, but, so they're filming that for there, and then you also have your in-house announcer you're hearing. So that he's part of the show. Like, he pretty much sells the show because he's talking about the bulls, the bull riders, what to expect, so it is, it's just like a concert tour.
Yeah, well, I can tell you it was very entertaining when I got to go last year, so I hope a lot of people show up this year. You guys do draw great crowds. How much longer are you going to do this, Sean?
We're just going to take it one bull at a time.
One jump at a time.
That's right.
For those that would like to get tickets and check it out, where can they get that ticket information?
You can get them at the box office at the Infinite Energy Center or arena, whatever, or you can go to their website and buy them as well.
And this is a two-day event, so you can buy tickets for both days or one day?
Both. You can get tickets. I think they start at $22, so they're pretty cheap tickets to come watch the best bull riders you'll ever see from anywhere.
Saturday night, 7:45.
Sunday at 1:45.
Sunday at 1:45, Infinite Energy Center. We're going to wish you luck this year. Hopefully you'll do better than you did last year.
Yeah, I like it. Hey, I can't do any worse, I can tell you that.
It can only get better.
That's right.
Well, you know the bulls you're already riding, right?
Yeah, well, I don't really know them. I know the names, and that's about it.
Okay, if I were to put you on the spot right now, can you recall their names?
Well, I think the first one's Dixie Explosion, and then the next one is Getting Hammered.
Those are the names of the bulls.
I like the second one's name for sure. I don't know if that's a sign. Should I go out Saturday night before I get on him Sunday or what?
Would it help a bull rider to get hammered before you get hammered?
Oh, I don't know. It did when I was 24 and 25, I think. I said an interview when I was younger that I really thought that I rode bulls better hungover. Because I had, the stats showed I won the majority of my major events, and I was still hungover. So I used to be like, man, I just need to go out and be hungover because I perform better. But now I don't think I can do that at my age. Them hangovers last a lot longer than they used to.
Yeah, it's not as much fun, is it?
No, I don't think it'd be near enjoyable at 37 than it would be at 22.
Yeah. Sean, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Check him out, and let's root for Sean Willingham this weekend, the PBR Professional Bull Riders at Infinite Energy Center. Before we go, we want to remind you that we are broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio, and love is what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy their hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett is where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come on in and see the difference. If you're already a Subaruist, like I am, then follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. Well, thanks for listening. A reminder, you can listen to the show anytime you want by going to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and then you'll see all the Gwinnett Business Radio episodes. For my producer, Trey, and for Steven, he'll be back next time. I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. Woo!